Serious thing. Serious thing. It happened. I couldn't tell you what I was selling. My first company I was in, Sandy, I didn't know I was miswriting the name of the company for 6 months. Because it was new in front of like NU, and I thought it was NEW, because anybody knows new is NEW. They didn't know that at that company. So now you gotta make it sound simple. Any meeting goes longer than 40 minutes, do that with me. If your meeting goes longer than 40 minutes, you know why? Because they're exhausted by you. You're not as entertaining as you think you are. Get in, get out, make your points go. Don't recite everything for them. And if I had to like make an average here, it's like, okay, we're gonna be spending this much time on our meeting, this much time on company credibility, this much time on Dr. Walking the products, this much time on compensation, this much time on changing your life and having a team and having money and having, you know, a group to work with them. And here's what you guys do. Let me tell you about the company. Let me tell you about the product. Let me tell you about the compensation plan. Let me tell you about the product again. And let me tell you about changing your life. There's a zero there because you didn't mention it. You didn't mention it. It's like back here or something. I'm putting it back there. You guys are going to get to it later. All right. Will you help me? First thing Sandy said to me when I got to her when we sat down is, she sat at the table and she did this to me. She goes, "Let's do this." Something like that, something stupid. I'm like, "Yeah, let's do this. I don't even know what this is." She's my leader. I did it. Why? Because I'm stupid like that. But I can guarantee you, if I asked you to go, "Let's do this," some of you would just go do it. Why? And by the way, it's fun. It hurts a little bit, but kind of fun too. Okay. How many of you have actually gone to somebody to join them and said, "Listen, dude, I think you'd be amazing at this. We'd have so much fun working together. We'd kick some ass. We'd take some names. We'd make some money together. Let's do this." And put a pen in their hand. And then walk away and go, do, 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 in your head. You're afraid to do that. I laugh at myself when I do these stupid things. And I watch people go, "Yeah, I'm in. I don't know what I signed up for. It could be a kidney. I don't know. But I'm in. Bone marrow? I thought it was a business opportunity. I didn't know anything about bone marrow. You know why? Because I didn't tell them." And some of you go, "Oh, but you know, Corey, you got to tell them everything they join, because if they don't know everything before they join, isn't that unethical?" Really? Did you know everything about your spouse before you got married? Think about it. Gosh. So you got married and didn't know anything about your spouse, but no, for this little tiny $500 transaction, they need to know everything. By the way, some of you may like, "Oh, my wife never eats a lot of food." Then you get married. "Oh, you know, here she goes. My wife never, ever, ever, you know, makes, you know, nasty smells." You get married. "Oh, you know, all this stuff happens." I was really honest with it early, so we got everything out of the way there. Will you help me? All right. Oh, we got to go backwards on this. My rule, my law, here it is. And this will apply to everything that you do in life. A squared times T times P equals money. And I'm going to show you where you're screwing it up. I'm going to show you where you're screwing it up, because we all screw it up. A squared attitude time times productive action equals outcome or money. Some of you will tell me, "I am just so excited, longevity. I had it like scrawled," or, you know, what do they call it? Like, what's that guy when you brand? "I branded it in my chest, longevity. I got a brand. I didn't just get a tattoo. I got a brand on my chest. And I spend lots of time, but I'm not successful." Why? What are you doing? You need to get focused on productive action steps. And you're going, "Well, I do productive action steps. I read books. I listen to tapes. I listen to books on tapes. I do all that." But how many of you say, like I say, that a productive activity is talking to a brand new person, or talking to a potential brand new customer, or doing a three-way call with one of my downline? Until you define productive activity as actually talking to a live human being, not just a recording, you won't get there. You're avoiding it. That's where the game is. That's where the field is. And if you want to be a player, you got to get on the field, and the field is talking to people. So if you're telling me, "I got the greatest attitude in the world. I love longevity. I pray for the Wallachs every night." Oh, pray. They pray you sell more. Okay? So they're praying you do better. Time. So if you're doing productive activities and you got a good attitude, you just need more time. But I'm going to tell you where most of you fall is not the attitude. It's not the time. It's the productive activities. Would you agree with that? Because we're avoiding what we don't want to do, which is getting into the human interaction portion with people who aren't already in our cult. Okay? You are paid on your results, not of your intentions. I know some of the nicest people in this room who will go absolutely broke, and then you look at Tom Chenault, and he makes a lot of money. Is that fair? Is that fair? Yes. Because he went on stage and said the following: I have $6.5 million in my downline. Suck on that. That's what he said. And you know what I said is? I was like, woo! You know why? Because I'm going, well, if he can do $6.5 million with that, you know, whatever's going on up there, I can do it. Well, you were thinking that too, right? Linda, Tyler, and me. Linda, Tyler, and I were texting each other, oh my God, if he can do $6.5 million, $100 million, $200 million, we don't know what could happen to us. But he was proud of it. And you're going, but I'm so nice. Shouldn't I get money for being nice? Money don't get paid for being nice. Call your grandma. She loves you. She'll give you money on your birthday for being nice. That's where nice gets paid. That's it. I want you to be nice to your family for once. How many of you say, well, my spouse just doesn't get it. She doesn't really understand. He doesn't understand. You know why? You're not bringing home a check. Yeah. A check means, oh, that, you know, that longevity thing, you might want to do that a little bit more. What are you doing home tonight? Get the hell out of here. Baby needs a new car. Let's go. But until you start bringing home a check, it's just like $300 worth of healthy chocolate again. My God, what are you doing? Because they don't get it. And they shouldn't get it because you haven't done anything. You've been wasting their time. Stop wasting your family's time. Get into business. And by the way, when your check hits like 10,000 plus, your wife's going, woo, network marketing, woo, network marketing. Let's go do that as a family now. Then you hit $20,000, they want to stand on stage with you when you win an award, right? But they're the first person who goes, oh my God, network marketing, what are you thinking? Yeah. You want to change your spouse to think like you do? Bring a check home. It doesn't even have to be a big check. Go ahead and you put those like $100, $200 checks in the refrigerator, right? And they're like, suck on that, wife, it's going to work, right? You don't say that out loud, you're thinking that. It's going to work. Then Dr. Louis Arriaza do that for you. So please, come forward. Kill it.